This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
A little about me. I'm 28 years old in South Florida. As you see, I'm heavily tatted for being young. I have a physical Tourette, so I'm like the perfect storm of a person. I'm a realtor in South Florida. Being a young realtor in South Florida, having tattoos and having a Twitch is a big stigma. There's times where I go show houses and they're like, so where's the agent?
Of course.
So that happens to me a lot. My question is, I mean, you know, South Florida, you've done the agent 2020, yep. 2021 down here. My biggest thing is, how do I stand out being me in an oversaturated market?
Because realizing the thing that you're worried about is your fucking strength.
What do you mean?
You stand out naturally, bro. You're tatted up, young as fuck, and have a Twitch. Listen real carefully to me right now. That's your strength, not your vulnerability.
Because sometimes I want to take advantage of it, but I don't want to. I guess I don't want to market myself as that. I want to be able to people to see me as.
I get like, that. I'm not asking you to like be like a circus promoter and be like, come and see the freak show. Like, I'm not talking that shit. You're gonna stand out naturally. If you go straight as an arrow, you're already unique and stand out. If you go completely robotic to try to fit in and be respected, you're still going to stand out. That's your strength.
So what would you say to, so?
What would I say? I would say, like, no. I would say to put out good information about the market. 80% of the people are like, I'm not going to fuck with this guy. He scares me. He looks different. 20% are going to fucking love you. Like, I would hire you way quicker than I would hire Jane on the fucking bench ad in her fucking suit.
Build
a book of business. You're 28. You're fucking young. Build a book of business with a 20%. They will become word of mouth and you'll build a business. The punchline of what I'm telling you is, don't overthink your uniqueness and don't underestimate it. It is what it is. You're not gonna change, bro. I was on the floor at a wine store more knowledgeable than 99% of the wine people in America. But because I was 22 and I looked 16, half the people in my store, even though I grew up in that store for 8 years, literally would look at me and I would say, can I help you? And be like, yeah, where's the wine person? Like, that's me. They're like, yeah, they would walk out.
I mean, that happens. I've had times where like someone who's double my age doesn't know half the knowledge that I know. And like, I'll lose a client because of that. I mean, I'm not going to say it doesn't get to me sometimes, but I mean,
it got to me every time. Every time a stuck up couple came in and didn't want to listen to my wine advice and walked out or worked with somebody else, it bothered me every time. I was happy they were doing business with my dad's store, but every time my confidence, my competitiveness was like, yep, let me just drop another drop in this fucking bucket of fucking demolishing the world. Like, it became a motivator, but it never made me. Here's the key, and this is the Plinko board of life. Fucking shit hits the fan. Somebody says you suck. Somebody picks wine. Somebody hires an agent twice your age. Every time that happens, there's only one of two things that people react to. Either they get into a mindset of dwelling and feeling bad for themselves, and they think it's an indicator that they suck, or they get fucking motivated and on fire and think it's the other person that sucks. I got lucky that I was number two. I'm trying to get everybody that's in bucket number one over to this number two side.
I feel that. And a lot of the stuff you do that, I'm like, my knuckles, like it says grateful tattooed on my knuckles. I have patience tattooed on me. So I've been following for years. So a lot of the stuff that you try to engrave into people has been on my body to make myself remember. And even like I'm big into like cards and stuff. I just see you got big into sports cards. Like one of my ads, just so you know, it's like you know Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah, of course. I don't know that set well, but I remember how huge it was in that era.
So there's Yugi and he's holding a card like a pitcher. I literally had my friend make myself look like a Yu-Gi-Oh card, and it looks like he's holding me as a Yu-Gi-Oh card. And I posted that as an ad. I knew I'm not gonna get the 40 to 50, but I know I'm gonna get the people my age. From 20 to like 35. And it's been doing well. And like for me doing that, like putting my own character out there, it has helped. And I said before,
more.
I mean, a lot of my, I definitely need to push a lot more. Bro, I do hold back because sometimes.
Bro, you're holding back because it makes all the sense in the world. You know what it's like to, let me phrase, you know what it's like to grow up as a child with a condition that is not hideable.
Yeah.
It's stigma for days.
Yeah.
Like, bro, everybody watching right now grew up between first and 12th grade for the most part. We know what's out there. I know what you went through. Of course you feel insecure about it. I'm just looking you in the face and saying, enough, fuck that bullshit, Sean, it's over. There is no sixth grade fucking Donnie picking on that anymore. It's over. Like, it is time right now to start the process to flip it. Be like, yeah, I got this thing. Yeah, and what? You like my big thing is like anybody that makes you feel inferior, my big question to that fuck face is, what about you? Like, there is nobody better than me. And I want you to feel that way too.
Yeah, that's why, because I have such a big personality. And the reason, I do a lot of videos, like when I go show houses, but I never show me because of my, like, when I look back at the video, I look back at like all my like twitching and like my voice pausing.
Nah.
And that's like, and,
like I like it. Like, I mean, nah, I like it. It's unique.
I appreciate that.
It's true. And you have a good, like, graspy voice. It's kind of like that sexy dude. But, like, you got, bro, you are who you are.
No, I appreciate
that. Unfortunately for you, for some people, they can hide it because it's inside, it's in their brain, yeah. It's in their stomach. You know, it's their religion, but you didn't know. They don't look the part. Bro, you can't hide it.
Yeah.
So, what the fuck are we doing here? If you can't hide it, own it. Put it on a pedestal. And by the way, you got a responsibility, bro. Just like I did. I had such mental happiness. I was like, fuck. I like subconsciously got into the world that Kat wrote the poem about. I'm like, I have to give. Bro, there are little boys and girls right now that have the same thing that you have. They need you.
Damn, I didn't even think about it like that. You're so stuck in your own tunnel vision. Shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
You want to feel real good? Get that first DM from the girl in fourth grade from TikTok that's like, you're my hero because you look so confident with yours that it made me feel better today. And I walked into school and I told those fucking girls, fuck you. You wanna really get high? You know what feels way better than selling a big home for a big commission? Having a fucking child email you and tell you that you made their life better.
That's 100% because I mean, I didn't even know what I had it. Just what like to I didn't even know what I had. What's funny is I found out I had Tourette's because I watched an MTV show where it's like I'm living with this, and it was like I'm living with Tourette's, and I was like, oh, and this was me in middle school, and I was like, oh crap, like I have that, and I didn't even know that because no, it wasn't like nothing mainstream. This like now, thank God, 2020 mental health is very discussed, but that wasn't discussed when I was like 14 years old.
I know, bro. You won. Most people work their whole life to have something unique. You were gifted it. Stop thinking it's bad. It's fucking good. I'm being serious. I think it's cool.
No, I know you are.
I'm like sitting here like, man, I wish I had that shit. I'd fucking be like, everybody would know me because it's unique.
I what? Try to see in that perspective. I definitely do.
It's like being pretty. Like, you didn't do shit to have this. I love when pretty people walk around like they did something. Your parents had sex at the right moment. They happened to be good looking people. Like, what the fuck did you do? The fuck are you walking around here like you're somebody? You didn't do shit. You fucking got lucky. I gotta be fair. Slash, you ate right. You worked out. Like, you know, I didn't like that word luck because I was just thinking, I'm like, it's not true. A lot of people are born with the right kind of stuff, but like they didn't put in the work. I look better than I did fucking 7 to 9 years ago. Like, I get it. Like, so nonetheless, where I'm going with that is you need to use this moment in your life. I'm so happy we're here at such a young age. Bro, it's fucking good.
Yeah. I try to, for what I know, because the next person wants to go on. I always say when opportunity, you know, meets it, like luck is basically when you get the opportunity to get into something. So like you said, with these small houses, like I literally take anybody who needs help with real estate. I do, like, nothing's too small or too big for me. And like I said, I hope anybody watching can know that you could be in a field. Like, literally I deal with people every day and not let, like, I don't let it stop me. I'm hungry. So I just hope that everybody is seeing this.
I think like everybody, including myself, we all need perspective tweaks all the time. I think that's what I'm good at, perspective tweaks. I think you leave here and say, man, Gary Vee might be right. This might be a unique thing that people think is cool. Of course, there'll be a lot of people that are like, nah, but they're gonna be nah anyway. You can't hide, yeah. And then you show up and like, you're wasting your time by not putting yourself out there. You're trying to hide it. Then they come, fucking half of them are like, nah, I'm out. And now you feel bad twice. Just put it out in front. That's what I do. There's a lot of people that don't want to do business with me. I'm too intense. I'm too hardcore. I have too many different perspectives, but I just put it out in front. This way I never see them in the first place. They know what they're getting into when they have a meeting with me. The perspective, you see what I mean? You're wasting time, Sean. You're trying to hide your fucking thing, but then they show up and they don't feel comfortable with it. And that's why you've got half your customers that you could show a house or two to and you didn't close because they quietly wanted to be polite, like, you know, and just bounce and go somewhere else because they're thrown off by it. Fuck them. Don't even let them come to you. Don't let them come to you, bro.
Damn. Yeah. I can't even, there's no rebuttal. There really is no rebuttal. You're 100% right.
That and the fact that you can help 55 kids have a much happier life, you got to do. That's why you got to put yourself out there.
I appreciate it, man.
I appreciate
definitely appreciate it.
If you're in South Florida and you're looking to, a lot of people are, well, now it's all fucked up, but it'll get better again. I think, you know, this is just gonna be a seesaw, like fucked up in the east, then into the south, then it's gonna be fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, like in November, everyone's gonna go back to Miami. So nonetheless, all right, my man, talk to you soon.
Appreciate it.
By the way, before we go to the next one, that right there is for everybody. Like, you don't like your nose? You don't like the sound of your voice? You don't like that you put on 15 pounds during COVID? Get the fuck out of here. Everybody's got shit. Everybody else sucks too. You wanna get real happy? Everybody else sucks too. Seth, get in here, do this with me. Let's help them. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Everybody?
Everybody.
Why are you lagging here? We got to do it in unison. Dustin, get in here. All three of us. Here we go. Ready? Ready? I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, and I'm going to do it. Everybody else sucks too. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Everybody else sucks too.
Very good. Thank you, boys. Get out of here. Greatest hashtag of all time. Everybody else sucks too. I don't think anybody's better. And here's where it gets real good when you get to this place. Once you cross over and then realize, and you're not better than anybody, oof. Hear that wind. The wind came right at the right time. See what just happened? Mm-hmm. I see you. Came at the right time. That.